The widely read Jewish Forward just published its annual Top 50 Jewish Hit Parade, featuring Jewish leaders applauded by the Jewish community for their achievements and their agendas. The intro to the Jewish Forward's Top 50 list reads thus, quote, "Let's celebrate. This list is all about people whose religious and cultural values propel them to lead and to advocate in a decidedly Jewish voice," unquote. Now, who are some of these people who lead America by advocating in a decidedly Jewish voice? Top of the list is Senator Eric Cantor, the highest-ranking Jewish member of Congress in history. No sooner than the midterm elections concluded than Eric Cantor pledged his allegiance, not to America, but to Israel, in a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York City. Next on the list is Elena Kagan, just appointed to the Supreme Court, bringing the total to 3 Jewish judges, now serving on the nation's highest bench. Elena Kagan is known for her advocacy of homosexual rights, being an alleged lesbian herself, and promoting hate crime laws, which would potentially jail Christians for citing the New Testament censure of sexual depravity. Joining her co-religionists on the Jewish Forward's Top 50 Jewish Hit Parade is one Hannah Rosenthal, the U.S. State Department's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism. Rosenthal's mission at the U.S. State Department is to preserve America from Holocaust denial that apparently, for Rosenthal, threatens our security. Completing this sampling is the much-published Jewish journalist Jeffrey Goldberg. Jeffrey Goldberg is calling, like many in the American Jewish community, for the bombing of Iran, just as Goldberg did when acting as the leading cheerleader for the bombing of the ancient culture of Iraq. Now, what do all of these Jewish leaders have in common? Just as the Jewish Forward says, they lead and they advocate in a decidedly Jewish voice. And this Jewish voice is leading America by the nose into supporting Israeli genocide, sexual deviancy, Holocaust propaganda, which shields American Jewry from valid criticism, and the continual bloodshed of innocent civilians abroad. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are calling for the end of the Judaification of America. Please join us as we promote a new vision for America in which the leadership of an alien religious and cultural minority is removed from power once and for all.